Good evening. Oh, I think you're muted.
Good. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Nice day out there today.
Yeah. Now it's cooled off again.
Yeah. It was supposed to play golf on this past Sunday, but there was no way. You know, it was
nasty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nope.
What are you gonna do?
Yeah. I was done golfing for the season 2 months ago.
Oh, really? No, yeah. We tend to push it as long as we can. I think half the reason we do it is so we can have a beer afterwards. You know?
But, yeah. Gotcha. Oh, Mr. Lockwood, good evening.
Hey.
How are you?
Good.
Good. Yeah, now that, you know, we received it on the last meeting, we'll actually be able to hopefully act on it tonight. Should be all good to go. But of course, you know, the commission will weigh in again and ask any questions they didn't think of last month.
Okay. Yep.
All right. We'll just wait for a few more people to show up.
Okay.
Hey, everyone.
Hey, Ross. Hey. How you doing?
Good. And I was going to say, hopefully we get Andy here or Jim, so we have a quorum.
That'd be good.
I haven't seen anybody say they were going to be absent. Let me just double check. Not seeing anything that we're going to be missing anybody.
It's just 7 o'clock, so.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, I have 7 o'clock, but I do not have a quorum. Oh, somebody's coming. Hi, who joined? I see a telephone number with no name.
This is Gary Kravitz.
Oh, hello.
Hello. I'm the owner of 83 Vernon Road.
Yep. And I'm just waiting to get a quorum. I was hoping you were one of the commission members. So let me just go and check and see.
Sorry.
Otherwise, we can talk, but we can't do anything, and I will have to schedule a special meeting. Nobody had said they were not being here.
Hmm. Yeah, I'll see if I can get a hold of one of them. I don't think I have anyone's numbers, but...
I'm texting Andy.
Okay.
And let me see if I can find Mr. Lersch. I'm going to mute myself for a second and call somebody to see if they will be able to make it. Okay, Mr. Lersch will be joining us shortly, so we will have a quorum. Andy said he's having trouble dialing in.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hello, am I on?
Yes, you are.
Oh, yeah, my phone's been screwed up ever since I was in Israel. My Waze is in Hebrew and everything else.
All right, then I'm going to call the meeting to order. Jim Lersch is dialing in. So then we do have a quorum now. So call the meeting to order. Let me seat Dave Lynn as a voting member. And we will have Jim pick up as soon as he is able to dial in.
My goodness, it's back again.
So I will start with a motion to approve the agenda as is.
So moved.
And yep. So Dave made the motion. Andy seconded it. Any further discussion? Then I'll do a roll call vote. Dave?
Aye.
Andy?
Aye.
Ross? Aye. So we will go through the agenda as it currently stands. And I will ask if there's any public comment, and that's from anyone of the public other than the applicants or anybody sitting, you know, on our commission. And I don't see anybody out there, so I will move on to item number three on the agenda, which is old business. So we have that jurisdictional ruling for the timber harvest. Any update on that, Cameron?
No. So I did call them, I believe, a week or two ago, and they're still looking for a new forester after they have lost contact with their other one. And so, yeah, they're still looking. I was curious, though, in regards to that, if, you know, we should deny the application, you know, sort of without prejudice so they can reapply.
It's not really an application. It's just a request for a jurisdictional ruling. So we could simply just drop it from the agenda and they can come back again.
Right. Okay.
You know, just table it.
Yeah. That sounds good.
You know, there's it's like not a denial at this point. It's just really they can't do anything till they're, you know, have somebody to work with.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I can let them know that this week, sometime after the meeting's concluded, and just kind of let them know that, and that they can bring it back anytime they do get a new forester with a plan.
Yep.
All right.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Then let's go on to our application number IW22-7, Todd Lockwood, Ward 83 Vernon Road.
Okay.
So Cameron, did you want to give us a background again on this, and then we could get into the discussion because we had some things we wanted to know about?
Yeah, sure. So this is for a rebuild or a repair of a retaining wall on Lower Bolton Lake. Currently, there's a concrete border that is crumbling and otherwise just losing function, if not totally unfunctional at this point. And so they are preparing to replace it with, I have it pulled up here somewhere. Yeah, it looks like some boulders and a little bit of stone, and they plan to put some silt fencing and some filter fabric in, it looks like. If you guys wanted to expand on that, the applicants.
Are you talking to us?
If you guys, this is for 80. This is 83 Vernon Road. So
yeah, yeah. I was gonna put it. Well, really, the water didn't come down until this past weekend. So I haven't gone over there, but yeah, I plan on putting the silt fence in some point this week. We'll put a fence in below and above. Most of the material, I think it's gonna come out day of too. So yeah. Actually, if the once the ground freezes up, it'll actually be easier to work getting stuff in and out of there.
Right. If it pleases the commission, I can share my screen, and it was included in the packet, but I can show you guys a picture of their plan, as well as some photos I went and took earlier this week of the property, or maybe it was last week. I'm trying to remember now.
That would be good.
Okay.
For a while.
So here's their plan. As I was saying, they have planning to put silt fence above and below. Looks like the right side of the image is going to be the water side. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or yeah. Well, the yeah, the lower part. Yeah. Well, it'd be like looking at its left, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Gotcha. And some photos of the property. So this is from the back of the property looking towards the lake. So there's the amount of frontage.
the wall would be along the edge of the lawn there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
And this is the current crumbling wall. You can see a little bit. I mean, they do have some stone there, but there is some crumbling concrete as well, I think.
Yep.
Yeah.
So then the proposal is to make the wall this entire length of the
property. Yeah, just keep it in the footprint. Yeah. Of that.
Would you be able to share that plan that shows the wall done in red? This is like a photo, not a photo, it's the part of the plan sketch. Yeah, that one will do. Or the one, there's one I have in the package that just is like a, it's like a print of the property plan. There you go.
Yeah, there we go.
So I think the last time that we had heard is the work would be done from the land side, you know, with pulling anything back and digging any trench. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'll use a mini excavator and I'll be up in the lawn and kind of work from the top.
And do you anticipate any stockpiling of any material, like you're, when you dig it out before you backfill or anything like that? Or
no, but even if there is, I can put a silt fence up. But I think like as I'm taking it, as I'm building, I'm going to be taking it out. I think what I'll do is I'll just come in, dump a pile of stone, and then have an empty truck and work that stone down and fill up. So that I'm not creating a bunch of piles.
So basically you'll take it out, you'll put the stones down, take the dirt out, put it in the truck, the stones into where you trenched out, then backfill. So you just be inching along. Is that kind of what you're saying? So that,
yeah, I might backfill all at once at the end, kind of adjust the grade stuff, but yeah, I'll kind of, I think that makes the most sense.
Is there any questions, Jim? I know you had some the last time.
Does it show that, where's the silt fence going to be?
It'll just be in the lake below. And if I need to, I can put one above.
I think I'm most interested in the one in the lake.
Do we have anything that shows where that would be? You know, as a part of
it's the all kind of dependent on how far the water's out. I just need enough room. Like it might be 10 foot off the wall or not even, depending.
And so you said they watered, they just finally started drawing it down this week, correct?
Well, if you went Friday, it probably went down, or it went out quite a bit since the week, just over the weekend there. I'm sure, yeah, that might have been some point last week.
Yeah, I took these on the 18th, I believe. So I think it would have been before the last drawdown.
Yeah, so it's out a little bit further past that. But
yeah.
When are you looking to start the work?
Maybe around the 5th, I think.
5th of December?
Yeah.
Good. Sooner the better.
Yeah.
So I think that the, things that we'd want to see is just the, you know, approximate location on one of these documents where the, silt fence would be.
I can go put the silt fence up some point, maybe tomorrow, and can just take pictures so you know where it is. Or yeah, just, you know, you, if you wanted to stop by and look at it, you'll know kind of where the fence is.
So like on this plan here, the one that we're showing on here, if I would just say that those sort of ovals represent the rocks being put down.
Yeah. Correct. Yeah. I just need enough room where I can work. And I just, you know, it's one of those things I wasn't sure how far the water was going to be drawn down. And at the time they hadn't started the drawdown either. So
I think what I'd be most interested in seeing is just if, say, if you took this photo perhaps, or the one or that other plan that we were looking at before, and then just sketched in a line that said, you know, approximate location of silt fence. You know, nothing fancy, just so that we know that you said you were going to do a silt fence. You're showing the location, which will be slightly towards the water from where the, the wall is to go.
Could you just make a note on it 10 feet off or something like that? So, feet off. I think I drew in one of them, you know, the silt fence, whatever the aerial,
which
there like that, I think, I don't know. You could just, even on that, you could put silt fence and
that's what I'm saying, because the red line shows your rebuild of the wall. And if you just drew another one just to the, you know, the lake side of that, just to say silt fence, that's all I'm asking. You know, nothing fancy.
Okay.
You know, I'm not asking you to go and get an architect or anything like that, or a surveyor to do it. It's just, I'd like an indication on here that, yes, you said that you were going to put in a silt fence. At some point, you know, Cameron can go out and look and say, yep, you know, they put a silt fence there and it's, you know, where it should be. And that we're all, it's to protect both you and the town's interest. So that you said you would do it. This is about where it's going to go. We understand it may be placed slightly differently because of the timing of the lake drawdown, but it's just showing the, you know, formally the agreement between you and the town that, yeah, you'll have a silt fence there while you're doing the work. That's all I'm getting at. And it doesn't need to be fancy. It could be, you know, a handwritten note on here, just like you have.
Okay.
Would there be any benefit to adding a rough dimension from like the wall itself to the fence? Does that add anything, or is that a little too hard to do right now?
Right here, they have approximately 180 square feet.
Oh, I see. Okay. I was thinking more of the distance from the wall up to the up and down to the, on this drawing, up and down to the silt fence. Is it like plus or minus 5 feet, or plus something like that, or plus or minus? Is that too hard to say right now?
I haven't been to the property, so I'm not sure how far out the water is from the the wall. Yeah,
and that's why I'm saying it just would be good if we had an indication that it will be put out, you know, between the water and the wall, and that Cameron can go, you know, one of the conditions would be before you start work, Cameron can go out and check and make sure that it's properly positioned.
Okay.
Because, you know, I agree with, if you're still waiting for the water to go down and the land to get a little less soggy there, then I think that, you know, and you're not going to start the work until the 5th. There's time for us to, complete the discussion tonight, you know, perhaps approve it. And then you would get a go ahead from Cameron by Friday or Monday to, you know, by Friday, let's say, or Monday to get started with it. And then Cameron could inspect it in the field before you actually begin the work, you know, make sure the silt fence is there and such.
Right. Oh, okay. I think the homeowner submitted the drawing that you were referring to with the red line for the wall.
Yep.
So if that's the one that you want, I can go to can I just go up to the town hall and draw on it? Is that fine? That one? Yeah.
That's fine.
And just make a note. Yeah.
It's just that we'll say that the, you know, your plans will be updated to show the approximate location of the silt fence.
Okay. And like I said, I can put it up tomorrow too, so I can tell you where it is.
Yeah. No, that's, you know, that's fine. Because again, you know, and then again, you know, Cameron can go out and double, you know, check it.
Okay.
Yep. So, you know, just be a condition of the permit that you update, you know, the sketch to show that there will be a silt fence between your work and the water. That's all I'm getting at.
Okay. Yeah, no, I just want to make sure that I if I can grab it from the town hall, if that's, I don't have that on file myself, so.
Yeah, I believe so. I won't be in until Friday again. But if you got the email with, I don't know if you would have gotten the packet or if it,
I don't think so.
I think it's available on the website. Let me just check real quick.
It is.
So yeah, if you go to the Bolton Town website and you go to the Inland Wetlands Commission, you go under 2022 agendas and everything, and then you can find the November 22 packet. And in the packet will be that document, and you'd be able to just print it off and draw on it yourself.
Okay.
Yep.
And it'll just be a condition. I would just say that would be a condition of the permit.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's important that we do the work as quickly when the water's down.
Yep.
With bad weather, the water might come back up again.
And also, the sooner you do it, the less likely you're going to have a hard freeze. That'll just make it that much harder.
Correct.
Since it is getting a little colder, even though it's warming up now a little. So any other questions or comments?
Doesn't look like it.
All right, then I will entertain a motion to approve the application for 83 Vernon Road with the following conditions, which the work shall be done in accordance with the plan submitted as part of the packet for this application, that soil and erosion and sediment control measures shall be installed, adjusted, or maintained in accordance with the 2002 Connecticut guidelines for soil erosion and sediment control. And that, let's see, updated location and before work begins, another condition would be that would be that Cameron, inspect the silt fence before work starts.
Right.
So, do I have someone to make that motion?
This is Andy. I make that motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
And that was David.
Yeah. Correct.
Any further discussion? Then I will do a roll call vote. And Andy?
Here, yes, I.
Jim?
Yes.
David?
Aye.
Ross? Aye. So the motion passes unanimously. And so then, Cameron, if you could put together a permit.
Mm-hmm.
And send it to me to review and sign, and then we should be able to get that completed by Friday.
All right. Sounds good.
Then we can move on to the next item in the agenda, which will be an informal discussion with Douglas Parks regarding the installation of a pickleball court on the property of Rosedale Beach Association.
We're here.
That's us.
That's what I figured, since I didn't recognize anybody else. Didn't recognize you guys. So welcome.
Thanks.
So if you guys want to tell us what you can do. And then Cameron, if you have any pictures, you can put them up on the screen and we can just talk about it. So my understanding is you just want to make sure before you go and spend any money or serious time on this that, you know, we don't see any, you know, issues.
Exactly.
So that is correct.
That's
right there.
Exactly it.
So then that'll save you the trouble of having and doing an application and going through all that work if we're going to say no, but I don't know what we're going to say. So let's just talk.
Okay.
All right. There we go. If you can see, you can't see that. All right. So I went online and I got an aerial view of the area right there. It shows Rosedale Beach, which is listed as 50 Linwood Drive. And Ron and Lori Vernier are, I don't know how they got that, but that's their address also.
Right, 50. Okay. 50, yeah.
All right. So it has no concrete in there. There's no structures in there. There is, however, you can see right there in that picture that's on the screen right there, a sand area towards the center right there. And that's the existing volleyball court. That existing volleyball court is approximately 30 feet wide and 60 feet long.
Yep.
Wouldn't you figure that a traditional pickleball court is 30 by 60? Now that's with the outsides and stuff like that.
Yep.
So we're looking, or at least investigating, what kind of obstacles would we incur if we were to take that volleyball court and put in a pickleball court. Now the top surface right there ideally would be concrete.
Yep.
As luck would have it, a couple doors down, we do have a guy that's his business is concrete. So we're looking at a concrete surface. And I was talking with Cameron and he really, really stressed about how excavating that material out that's existing right there, that's the sand and whatever kind of fill is underneath there. He's worried about where it would go and all. And I can obviously see your concern. Of course, we would have a silt fence. And at this point right now, I think the easiest thing is that we would haul that material out of there. If you folks had a problem with reusing the sand, we'll haul it out of there.
No, it's not really a question of problem with reusing it. Is if you can reuse it, that's fine. You know, no point in making you bring in new material. It's more of if you did take it out and you had to put it someplace, you'd have to just, you know, mark, you know, show us where you would put it. And just make sure that, you know, if it rains or whatever before you put that fill back into where it came out of, that you had some sedimentation fence to keep it from going out to drains in the road or to go down into the lake. You know, right. So
that's fine.
Or go onto neighbor's property.
Okay.
Great.
Are you putting the concrete over the sand or are you going to take the sand out and put concrete in its place?
The sand would have to come out. And from what I understand, there's a certain amount of base material that has to go down. That's the crushed stone and whatnot. That has to be put in there, packed down, let it sit for quite some time. And then the ideal thing for us to do would be to put the concrete after that. We're looking, or in a perfect world, I would love to begin taking the material out, putting in the fill material, like in, I don't know, February-ish, maybe towards the end of February, let it sit for a month, month and a half. And then once the springtime comes, early spring, then have the top layer put in, and that would be concrete.
Yeah.
How thick is the concrete going to be?
We're looking at, right now, we're talking about 5 inches, 5.5 inches.
And just to clarify, the picture shows a couple areas. It looks like an area that has boats next to it, above it, away from the water. And the area you're looking at is one more inland to that?
Right. Yes. Correct.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And just a tech question also, I looked at Google Maps on this just to see where it was located, and it indicated that the building and I don't know if Google Maps is correct or not, but the buildings at the top of this picture are 50 Linwood Drive. And this area down here where you're talking about doing the pickleball court is 48 Linwood Drive.
That is correct. That's correct. Yeah, and you can see right there, that's a fenced in area. It's a fenced in all the way around, all three sides.
Yeah, and the site is pretty flat, and all around this volleyball court here is currently maintained as lawn, other than the beach right on the water's edge.
Correct.
Yeah. So I think the main concerns that I have, well, one is like, yeah, what I see going for this proposal is that the lot is flat, and so that makes it, you know, less challenging for keeping, you know, the any runoff or sediment from, it makes it easier to keep that where you want it to stay. And you're not building any structures. You're basically digging a hole. It's probably going to be, what, a foot and a half, 2 feet deep, maybe, if that.
I would expect that, yes.
So I don't know how far they have to go down, but as long as you, to me, it's like, and again, what do the rest of the members think on this is, it seems like as long as you could, show where you would put a silt fence when you come in with a plan, and that you could show where you would stockpile any materials, either what you removed and want to reuse, or any that you're bringing in to put into there, then I don't see any problems. But again, I can't speak for the rest of the commission. So what do the rest of you guys think? You know, am I like nuts, or what do you guys
think? It looks fine to me. Where would you get into that area? Could you show on the plan whereabouts your access would be?
I can. Yes, I can. I have a normal pedestrian gateway, and then I have also within this top fence line, I have a double wide equipment gateway.
Right by the road.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, so sort of right around here.
It's actually back, that little white line there is the fence.
Oh, right, yeah, sorry, not on that.
Yep.
Yeah, I was drawing it on the property line, but yeah, if you move that red line over
to
this white gate, that's where
You'd have to have an anti-tracking pad in there so you wouldn't track the material, excavated material out into the road or the new material.
That's very good, yep.
Yeah. Okay. I don't have a problem with it.
David?
I don't see any issues with it, no.
How many of you guys play pickleball?
A little bit. Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Andy, what do you think?
Well, this is Andy. The only time I've ever seen a pickleball court is at the Hartford Club. So I really don't know much of anything else about it. But my wife is always talking about playing. So something we're going to get into someday.
Yeah, it sounds like she's going to rope you into it.
I think she will. It's a fishy business. It's a fishy business, but she'll get into it with me.
So then it sounds like the consensus of the commission is we wouldn't see any issue that, you know, any insurmountable issues if you were to submit an application.
All right. Very good.
So I would say if you submitted an application, we could look at it in December at our December meeting if it was ready by then.
And what's the date on that, please?
That is a good question. Let me go look on my I know it's not, hold on, let me go and look.
And do we find the application online?
Looks like December 27th, and yeah, the application will be online.
Okay.
And Cameron, so you can help them with it too.
Yeah. So the same Bolton Inland Wetlands page, the town hall website, and then find the Inland Wetlands Commission. And then from here, it'll say, right here's another link you can follow for an application.
Okay.
And you'll click that and start working through it. And then it says there you can email or call Danielle. She's the I believe land use secretary. Trying to remember her title. I believe that's what it is. And
Cameron is new here, so he's learning the ropes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, good. We'll check that out.
Yeah, so if you could come in, then if this was ready on the 27th, then we could, you know, do our initial review. Because of state timelines, we couldn't approve it at that meeting. We could approve it at the next meeting. So that would be in January. And then you would be able to start, you know, work, you know, fairly soon, you know, any time thereafter that you have, you know, the permit approved.
That's ideal.
Excellent. Excellent.
Yep.
Thank you.
So again, if you guys have any questions as you're going through this, just, you know, reach out to Cameron or reach out to Danielle.
And Cameron, your workload has, it's jumped up dramatically now.
Yeah. Hey, I'm excited. Always looking for something to do.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah, so definitely just make sure when you guys draw up the plans, you put where you're going to put the silt fencing and give at least an approximate distance from either the water or approximate distance from the volleyball court itself and an approximate location of an anti-tracking pad, and just figure out what you're going to do with that removed material in the meantime and afterwards. So during construction of the court and then afterwards, just make sure you figure out what you're going to do with it, where you're going to put it.
Very good. And you thank you guys a whole lot.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas if that's your holiday, since we won't see you until after all of this is done.
All right, great. Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
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 Then we can move on to the next item on the agenda, which is the approval of our minutes for the October 25th regular meeting.
This is Andy. Can I just say one thing?
Yes.
It's not going to make any difference, but that happened to be an old friend of mine, Doug Parks. He was the sous chef at the Hartford Club many years ago. That's why I threw in the thing that there's a court at the Hartford Club, and I've seen it, and that's the only time. It worked out perfectly, but it wouldn't make any difference. But I do know him, and it's a little embarrassing because, I mean, just because I know the guy, and he recognized me.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure it's happened before.
Well, no, I was going to say, if you feel uncomfortable with it and feel there's any potential for looking like a conflict of interest, you can always just recuse yourself from discussion when it's presented.
I mean, I don't have any issue. I mean, Doug's been, and I've known him since 1974. He was sous chef at the Hartford Club, and I've known him many, many years. Followed him. He was a caterer. So, yeah. You know, there'll be no favoritism. Don't get me wrong, but I'm doing the right thing, so don't worry about that.
Okay, no, I'm just glad that you brought it up, because this is a small town and you wind up with neighbors or friends that you wind up having applications come in for. And I've recused myself from a couple. You know, there was like we had one neighbor across the street from me was putting in a shed and a gravel pad next to a stream. So yeah, she's not an abutting property owner. I just kind of know her by name and wave at her at the mailbox. But I just decided I would recuse myself. It was just easier to do.
Yeah. Well, there's no issue. I mean, he recognized me. I can tell by he smiled. And he knew. So that's okay. It's been a long time. So
no issue. Yeah, let's get back to the minutes. Any comments or questions, changes for our minutes from our last regular meeting?
I just had a couple of little typos that I noticed down towards the bottom. I see at 10 French Road, so this is during the agent's report, number 6, 10 French Road, it says with Min Excavator, just missed the I for Mini. And then below that, item number 7 under other, we'll be attending Kakiwik. And that's just C A I. Now I got to think how it's spelled.
Connecticut Association of Conservation and Inland Wetlands Commissions.
Yeah. So just switch the I and the W. And I believe that's all that I had noticed.
I hadn't seen anything. So thank you for catching those. Jim, mm-hmm. David, any?
No comments.
Yep, didn't say anything.
Then I will entertain a motion to approve the minutes with the amendments that Cameron noted.
So moved.
Andy second.
All right, so Jim moved and Andy seconded. Then I'll do a roll call vote. David?
Aye.
Jim?
Aye.
Andy?
Aye.
Ross, aye. Motion passes unanimously. Then we will continue with the agenda with the wetland agent's report, which is you, Cameron.
All right. Let's see. All right. Let's start with 299 Hop River Road. So that's going to be the one actually directly adjacent on the same street side as 271 Hop River, which is the gas station. So right next to them is a, I believe it's Andy's Tree Service. I'm still a little shaky on exactly what was going on. I believe they just failed to get permits before running their business out of there. And I believe that's what was going on. And so they sort of retroactively submitted an application for that. And so it's going to be a tree service that's currently operating. They do have a wood chip pile near the wetlands, not in it, but it was getting a little big. And so I told them that they should move that pile away from the wetlands so that they don't run into a future issue of fill.
So where exactly is this? Which gas station? Where are we on Hop River?
Here, let me pull it up on Krog.
Is the gas station next door the M&M gas station?
I'm trying to remember exactly which one it is, to be quite honest. I just know it's that gas station that is going through a current remediation.
Okay, then that's M&M.
That would be the one.
Okay, yeah. It is M&M.
Because that's what I thought. Excuse me, that's what I thought you meant, but I wasn't sure.
Right. Yep. So 299 is right here. You can already see there's wetlands around there. Mm-hmm. So this is the business in question, and then over here at 271 yep. is the gas station. There's a wood chip pile sort of right here. And I'm not sure if it's a man-made swale or not, but what seems to be pretty obviously a wetland right here along the property line. And so I told them they should move that wood chip pile either back here because it actually starts sloping up going from the road towards the back of the property, has a slight incline. And I said that back here would likely be a good place for it. It starts to really start to ramp up around here. Let me see if the contours, kind of do it justice there. So right here you can see there's a good little incline. It doesn't really fully do it justice. I think it's been, altered a bit since then, So at this time though, there are no building permits or anything. They're not planning to build anything. It's just application for running that tree service with the lumber yard. They store empty propane tanks with a trailer. This is the trailer right here behind the building. In a shed over here, so away from the wetlands, they also store road salt. And they have plow trucks and salt in the winter, I guess.
They do any vehicle maintenance on site or no?
That's a good question. I don't believe so. I think they said that they use this building for storage of vehicles as well as a bit of the parking lot. So there are some vehicles stored just right here in the parking lot.
You might want to ask them about that.
Okay.
That wood chip pile, what's the plans for the wood chip pile? Are they using that? Are they turning it over? Are they selling it? They're going to store it? Or what's going on with the wood chip pile?
Yeah, that's a good point. I'm not sure. I think it was just to be used sort of as needed. I think it's from when they've cut up trees in the past, and they probably use it for mulching or something. Yep. In various circumstances. So I think it's sort of just a stockpile that they pull from as needed.
Could you ask them just to be specific, yep, to see what their intentions are? Because I don't know if they're intending to spread it or use it for fill on their own property, which could, right, be, you know, problem if they decide to put it some places, you know, where they shouldn't, near the wetlands boundary.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it would be good to find that out, you know, per what Jim was saying.
Right.
It's one of those things I prefer not assuming or making up ideas for them, but just ask them. Same thing if you could also ask them about, are they planning any vehicle maintenance on site?
Okay.
Or fuel storage or oil storage, because some of this equipment requires hydraulic oil and, mm-hmm, are they going to have gasoline for chainsaws and so forth if it's a tree service? So sometimes they need to store oil and gasoline. They may not do maintenance on the vehicles, but they may need to store some lubricants and fuel. So again, right, it would be a good question to ask them, since they are near the wetlands, and we already got a problem next door at Minakuchi's former business. Right.
How is the work progressing at Minakuchi M&M Oil? Are they moving along still on that?
Yeah. When I went out to first go look here at 299, I also kind of popped into 271. It looks similar to last month when I had gone out, just a little bit more cleaned up. They've really, removed a lot of these vehicles. What was that?
No, I'm just saying, as I was going to say, it's way cleaner than what this photo shows, because I just drove by there the other day, like 3 or 4 days ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Much cleaner.
Are they demoing the building? Are they demolishing the building?
Yes, I believe that the new plan does call for that. I had just said on the their application that work should be done, with in accordance with their permit, and believe that, if they're changing the plan kind of that much to demolish, that they would have to resubmit, I believe, or not resubmit, but ask for a modification. Is that correct?
I think they already came in and got that modification, if I recall correctly. That they did come in, because they came in to say that it wasn't, the building was, they couldn't reuse the building. And then they did submit, right, a new plan. And I think we did review it and approve it, because it was actually better than the last. So if you could just double check that my memory is correct. And so I think it would be more of a question, of when they're planning to do, move ahead, because it looks like it's just kind of sitting there.
Right.
So if you could check on that, what their plans are for when they're going to demo it and get any other remaining vehicles out of there. And if you could, ask on that, that would be wonderful.
All right, sure, will do. All right. And so for 299, would you like me to sign off on the behalf of the commission after discussing these items with them? Or would you prefer that they come before the commission for any reason?
I don't see any reason for them to come before the commission as long as they have satisfaction, you know, as long as they're making sure these things are, you know, they can answer our questions about vehicle storage, the wood pile and so the chip pile and so forth.
Right. Yeah. And after my conversation with them, you know, I'm sure be going out to 271 a couple of times after they start. And so I can always just kind of peek over at this one, 299. So,
That would be good. I don't see any reason for this to come necessarily come back to the commission other than just you can let us know what you found out after you spoke with them, you know, at our next meeting.
Okay. Sounds good.
Do they seem cooperative with what you've asked them or doing things?
Yes. Yeah, they did seem cooperative. Absolutely.
I agree with what Ross. No need to come back.
All right. Great. Thank you.
David, Andy, any thoughts?
Agreed.
Sounds good.
Okay. Anything else, Cameron?
Yeah. 180 Bolton Center Road. So that'll be permit number 2022-3. They had previously applied for the building permit. So that's, you know, inland wetlands permit 2022-3. I believe it was April.
That's the one up at the corner by the fire department.
Yes.
They finally started work on that, I see.
Right.
Yeah, they're about to. Yep. I just drove by today and saw a little bobcat digger and some other machine, but it didn't look like any work had actually started.
They had that bobcat out there and working on Sunday. And I think on Friday, was it Friday or Saturday? I forget which. I noticed that they had, put in some crushed stone and such over the culvert, you know, where they would enter in there.
Okay.
Right.
They're cutting trees in there when I drove by, I thought.
Yeah.
Cleaning the small stuff out.
Okay, gotcha. So, yeah, I just kind of put on their recent application for the building permit on my sign-off. I said, ensure all work is done in compliance with the previously permitted plans. And so, I'll be just checking on that as they progress.
Cool.
All right. Any other questions from the commission on that?
Nope.
All right. 10 French Road, that is a septic replacement, permit number 2022-2. They had previously had started work without the silt fence. I went over and ensured that they installed that silt fence correctly. I just went and checked on it again today. The silt fence is in good condition still. There's a bit of excessive disturbance, kind of tore up their whole lawn, but it's all contained by the silt fence at this point. And they said that they got the health department sign off. And so the homeowner is hoping that he'll be finished within a week. It's almost done. He's got it all laid out and everything. And the soil pile is in a suitable location where it doesn't look like it would become an issue in a rain event. Soap fence is all towed in and everything. So yeah, all looks good.
Anything else on your report?
That's it.
Any other questions for Cameron? So actually, Cameron, for that permit we just did for 83 Vernon Road, the one we just approved, if you could just, take one of our other permits as a template. And
yes,
what I would do with Barbara is she would do a draft of it. send it to, you know, me, you know, to make sure it looked good. And then I would sign it and return it. And right. then you would do the other, you know, steps required after, you know, I signed it.
All right. So yeah, that sounds good to me.
You could do that in the, if you get it to me, say by Thursday or so, if that's doable, then I could sign it off and you would, it would all be ready to go on Friday.
Yeah, I believe so. It just depends on Barb's availability for her to take a look at it. If yeah. I can't get a hold of her, I'll just, you know, write it up tomorrow and send it over to you.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, get in touch with her. Okay.
Yeah, because I was just looking at, you know, one of the earlier ones we did when I wanted to get some of the wording that we kind of standard wording about sedimentation and erosion control. So I was just pulling up one of the other ones I had, you know, signed off on earlier, you know, in the year to get the correct wording.
Right. Gotcha. Okay.
So the other thing, Cameron, is I think I sent you an email because I didn't think you were copied on it.
Oh, yes.
So we can actually, this isn't really wetland agent, so I'm going to go over to other because we've got the usual budget cycle beginning. So mm-hmm. what I wanted to do is just quickly go over our proposed budget, which is basically going to be the same as last year. And then the other thing that we need to do is, Cameron, there's like that annual report.
Mm-hmm.
And I sent you a copy of the one Barbara had done.
Yes.
And I forget which date we have to get that done by, you know, December. But if we could get it done next week and submitted and get it out of the way, that would be great.
Yeah, absolutely. I was actually going through it a little bit today, going through the previous meeting minutes since last fiscal year. Whatever it was. So it was July, I believe, is when it started. And so I was going through that today and documenting what our numbers for different permits and rulings and whatnot. And then I'll just run it by Barb and see if she wants to add anything or change anything. And then we'll do the same with you. And then if all looks good, you know, we'll give it to Kathy in the town hall.
Yeah. And I'm just looking at, hold on, let me just call it up quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, I just realized I'm still.
Yeah, the only thing you'll have to, you'll just have to update the members of the commission.
Yes.
Because we have David and, you know, we have Dave Ostafin is gone and Jane Derrico. And then you have to add in, you know, David Lynn.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Absolutely.
Yep. And, you know, else, then you could put yourself in as the inland wet. Well, actually Barbara was there last year. So she would have, that would still be her.
Yeah. I had said in, the description, the little blurb, that Barb was serving and that I was transitioning into her role.
Yeah.
Something along those lines. So.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was the only thing that jumped out at me was like the members' names and such. And you'll just have to, you know, update the other bulleted items and it should be good to go.
Yeah.
So Barbara and Jim and I have been working on this for like several years now. And so it's really kind of, you know, just change the numbers in the commission members and you're good to go.
Right. I was a little confused going through the previous minutes. I don't know if you recall, but when did Dave Ostafin leave the commission? Was it earlier last year or no? So I guess, was it during this fiscal year, do you believe, or do you think it was before July of 2021?
It was whenever his term expired.
Okay.
Town clerk would have all that information.
Excuse me?
What's that?
The town clerk would have all that information.
Right. Good point. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. I believe he, David, do you recall when you started? Because he was gone when you started.
I was thinking, was it like this past February or something like that? It was
So he quit. He quit during the last fiscal year.
Okay.
So he would actually still be on there, and then he would go, and I think the same thing with Jane as well.
Right. Okay.
So they would be members, so you could just say outgoing members, Jane, and, you know, and incoming, you know, David.
Right.
However you want to word it, because they were definitely members last year until a certain point, and then they departed, and then David Lynn joined.
I think my first meeting was January 25th, actually.
Yeah.
Good memory.
I got old notes here.
And then let me just share my screen. Let me find the budget and open that up, and I'll share my screen and just get a... Let's see, go back to Zoom, share screen, budget, share. You guys see the budget? Let me out enlarge it so that it's actually readable. Come on.
I can see it just fine.
It should.
Sure, I got the top of it. Anyway, I just filled in that we would keep the budget this year the same as for next. And the payroll covers, you know, our clerk, you know, Yvonne, who is, you know, does the minutes. Then we have in there like $400 and change for education and training. So we really need to keep that there. We do have advertising, which covers public hearings and such, and any other notifications we have to place to show, you know, we have to post the decisions of the commission. And then we have dues and fees, which mostly cover CACIWIC, and leave some left over in case there's some other professional organization that, you know, we might find it beneficial to join. And I'm basing the payroll and the advertising on having a meeting every month. We don't always do that, but we, you know, this is based on having a meeting every month and possibly, you know, one or two public hearings. And we have no control over our budget, you know, over, you know, how many meetings we have. So what I typically do is just plan on a full schedule, because that's safer than having to go back and ask for some money.
Right.
And it's a small budget that we are dealing with. And we've had the same budget for, I think, Jim, it's pretty much since I joined the commission when I moved to town back in 2009.
It's been pretty quiet. Things are stable pretty much.
So if you go and add in inflation with this, this is really not buying as much as it did 13 years ago. So any questions or comments on the proposed budget?
Not me.
Yeah, the other thing too is I would just really encourage people to, if you go to CACIWIC, you know, to go to CACIWIC, go to these other trainings that we have, and you can certainly have, it's covered in our budget, and I'm allowing it particularly for, it's continuing education, and it's also helpful if we get new members on board. I will stop sharing. I will then submit this based, I get the consensus I have from the commission is that we will submit the same budget.
Yep.
And the other thing they did not ask for, but I'm going to ask them if they need it, is they typically did a budget department question sheet. And that really covered, basically who we are, what we do, you know, have we, you know, and are we asking for any additional, you know, funds, which is no. And do we anticipate having any funds left in the budget this year? Well, yes, because we didn't meet, you know, every month. And, you know, we haven't gotten the new members we need, so we didn't spend as much of training, you know, so it's just, I'm basically going to resubmit the same, you know, same one that I did, you know, previously, and just, you know, tweak it where needed. So any questions on any of the stuff related to the budget cycle?
Not me.
Dave, Jim?
Okay. All clear.
And again, if you have any questions, Cameron, just let me know, because this is, like, I know, new for you. So this is like the start of the budget. This, our town typically goes and gathers all this from all the town boards and commissions.
Right. Yep.
And then we start reviewing it all. And since I'm also chair of Board of Finance, I get to go over all of everybody else's budgets in addition to mine.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Yeah. Hot spot.
Yeah.
And let's see what else. I think that's it. If no one else has anything to cover under other, in that case, I will take a motion for adjournment.
Is Andy, I make that motion.
All right. Do I have a second?
I second it.
And then I guess we don't need to vote on that, so we can just go. But before you do, I just say happy Thanksgiving to everybody. And
you same too. You all.
Yeah,
you yeah, happy good. Thanksgiving.
And we will see you after Christmas. So actually, I should say happy Christmas, happy Hanukkah, and whatever holiday else's are out there to the board.
Thank Our next so meeting is the 27th of December?
Yes. So then we'll be looking down at New Year when we come back together. Mm-hmm. All right. See you guys.
Happy holidays.
Okay. Take care.
Happy holidays.
Yep.
Bye. Bye-bye.